U.S. Senate candidate Ted Cruz and San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro have different political philosophies, but both are Texans and both are members of the Hispanic community. And Republican State Representative Aaron Pena says the two getting prime speaking spots at the Democratic and Republican National Conventions is no coincidence.
The future is going to be decided by this population. And in the future, as Texas goes, so does the nation. And if Texas is lost to the Republicans because of demographic changes and the Republicans' inability to adapt to those changes, then they will see the Republicans blocked out of the presidency for generations.
Pena doesn't think that will happen. He believes as the state's Hispanic population becomes more affluent, their votes will flow to the Republican Party. Ross Ramsey is with KUT's political reporting partner, the Texas Tribune. He says, yes, the Hispanic population is dramatically growing in the state, but the political effect of this growth is still uncertain.
There are other components to voting that are as or more important than race. For example, older people tend to vote more than younger people. The Hispanic population is, on average, younger than the Anglo population. So things like that fall into play. There are a million variables here.
Ramsey says the Hispanic population overall is growing more quickly than its voting population, and it's a demographic that doesn't necessarily vote as a bloc, although they tend to vote for Democrats. Politics aside, Representative Pena says the success of both Cruz and Castro is a boost for Hispanics.
Seeing a Ted Cruz or a Julian Castro speak at a national convention tells the Hispanic population, either consciously or subconsciously, that they can achieve exactly what these men have achieved. In other words, that the American dream is still alive.
Both invitations are motivated by politics. For Republicans, it's the hope they'll be able to capture this giant voting bloc for future elections. For Democrats, it's the dream of returning to power in Texas with the help of a demographic shift. Ira Sundar, KUT News.